Looks left, pumps, fires a pass under the middle. That is Antonio Brown running free with a blocker lead. Inside the 25, inside the 20, 15, 10, touchdown, Antonio Brown, 43 yards.
Hello and welcome to Steelers by Position. I'm Missy Matthews, joined today by Bob Labriola of Steelers Digest and Steelers.com and Mike Prosciutto of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com. Guys, today we're going to go over wide receivers, so let's take a look at some of the guys we'll be mentioning. The big ones here, of course, Antonio Brown. Then we have the free agents, Emmanuel Sanders, Jericho Cotchery, and Plexico Burress. But first, let's quickly talk about Antonio Brown, Labs. We know what type of season he had and the chance he had to step up as the number one guy.
Yeah, the thing about Antonio Brown's season this year, Missy, to me, was he proved himself that he is a number one receiver in the NFL. And what convinced me was the fact that Antonio Brown became the first player in NFL history to catch at least five passes for at least 50 receiving yards in all 16 games of the regular season. If opposing defenses cannot take you out of the game, that's the definition to me of a number one receiver.
And yet, I think he's a guy that, despite those unprecedented numbers and some of the records he set here in Pittsburgh, I think this is a guy that can do even more. I think he can be more consistent, more on his details. I still can't get out of my head that he talked about a couple of passes he didn't catch in Oakland and attributed it to being lax to the tuck in the fourth quarter of a game the Steelers were trailing. I still remember him getting benched in New England because of repeatedly running the wrong route. And then there's that Miami play. Inches away from even more history being made. So great season, but not as great maybe as this guy can still be.
All right, let's talk about the next three receivers after Antonio: Emmanuel Sanders, Jericho Cotchery, and Marcus Wheaton. Obviously, we saw a lot more from Sanders and Cotchery. Cotchery leading the team with 10 touchdowns. Marcus Wheaton dealt with two finger injuries. Didn't see a lot of playing time. It was mainly on special teams. Sanders and Cotchery, though, Labs, both for free agents. Which one would you rather have back?
Well, as opposed to which one is more realistic to get back. And I think the more realistic option is Jericho Cotchery. You know, last year the New England Patriots were willing to give $2.5 million plus a third round draft pick for Emmanuel Sanders. I think that he's going to be a guy who will end up getting an offer from another team that might be more than what the Steelers are willing to pay. I think Jericho Cotchery, despite his age, you know, he's going to be 32 in June, but this is still a guy who, you know, he set a career high for touchdown catches last year with 10. I think he's a good situational kind of player for Ben Roethlisberger, a veteran who Ben can count on to be in the right spots on the field, and the Steelers can count on to kind of set a tone for some of those young guys in the wide receivers room.
And beyond that, I don't think Jericho Cotchery is a guy who's really interested in playing anywhere else. If he is, he's doing a great job hiding it, because in the exit interviews with the media after the season ended, he went on about Ben Roethlisberger and what it's like to play with a quarterback of this caliber and how there aren't many of them around. So I think he's figured out during his time in the NFL that the grass isn't always greener, even if the money might be. And sometimes you have to know when to say, yeah, I got it pretty good. I'd be surprised if Jericho Cotchery's not back, guys. I would be surprised if Emmanuel Sanders is.
Okay, let's talk about our next group of wide receivers here: Derek Moy, Justin Brown, and Plexico Burress. Of course, Plex came to the Steelers in the middle of last season, then went through training camp, got hurt. So haven't really seen a lot from him. Derek Moy a little bit here and there. He's had some great plays, and then he's had some of those ones where you went, how did you not catch that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that links these three guys is they're all tall. And, Plex obviously has more of a history of performance in the NFL, you know, but you got to look at his age. He's going to be 37 in August. And quite frankly, when he was injured at camp, he was very much teetering on whether he was going to even be able to make the roster or not. Justin Brown, a tall guy, really didn't show enough in camp to get a roster spot, but the Steelers kept him around on the practice squad. Derek Moy, developed something of a fan club within the media.
Nice nickname, too.
Yeah, Moygatron. I don't know. I didn't really see a lot of, Transformer-type production. But, you know, again, let's see what he can become. But I don't really think that any of these three guys are going to be major contributors to the Steelers' offense in 2014.
Plexico Burress has tweeted that he's coming back. I've since been informed that the Steelers haven't reached that same conclusion yet. So we'll see where it goes. But there's been some interesting tweets from Plex in the offseason. I think he would have made the team, Labs, and I think there was a role for him. But the injury took things in a different direction. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said the tall factor. I think they need a receiver that fits that description. I'm not sure if it's any of these guys per se, but they need that kind of guy.
All right, well, that is it for wide receivers. For Bob and Mike and Missy, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Steelers by Position.